Welcome back to the Successful Diligence Podcast. I am so grateful that you are back for another episode. Please do take note that all opinions and recommendations and encouragements that are shared on this podcast are my personal opinion or the opinion of the guests that I have on. It is not to be taken as medical or mental health advice. Please do consult your medical professional or your mental health professional with any questions or changes that you would like to make regarding your own personal situation. Welcome back to the Successful Diligence Podcast. I am so excited that you are back for another episode. I never take it for granted that you give your time and your ear to the podcast and you listen to the show and that you also leave those reviews, not only on the Apple Podcast platform. Stars and reviews, they make a huge difference. So much love to all of you who have already done a review on the Apple Podcast platform, but also the emails that you send to successfuldiligence.com/contact and the most fun, those voicemail messages that you all send via the link in the show notes. I love receiving those. So much fun. I answer every email and every voice message personally. So I am so excited to hear from you. And I'm really, 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 really excited about today's guest. She is phenomenal. She is a powerhouse. She is the speaker brand chick on Clubhouse. Oh my gosh, you all, Grace L. Holden. Her story of overcoming the unimaginable is nothing short of astounding. A victim of child sex trafficking, severe bullying, and neglect, Grace's life really could have turned out, understandably, into a turn of unrelenting cycle of self-sabotage and self-destruction. But because of her determination, her resilience, and the promise that she would no longer be a casualty to her past, Grace completely changed her life. And now Grace brings her fierce and down-to-earth attitude onto stages nationwide, globally, and internationally, which is globally as well. But I'm just saying, Grace is all over, y'all. And she tells her story as a gift to inspire others that by using their most trying obstacles and unfortunate experiences as a tool, it can spark the fuse to their successes. Now, Grace gives her audiences the confidence to be who they are unapologetically, and she understands how it feels to muster the courage every single day in the hopes to continue pursuing your dreams and your visions. Now, Grace also has an innate spirit to serve and is very active in her community, and she has dedicated countless hours of her time to elevate people and places within her neighborhood and surrounding regions. And it's no wonder that she holds a master's degree in human services to accomplish even more. Now, in addition to all of this, you guys, Grace L. Holden, is also a published author. Presently, she has written and published several books, with her best-selling works being Invincible and Overcomer, and her earlier works being Dirty, Extraordinary You, and Fly, F-L-Y, First Love Yourself. And she has an upcoming to-be-published work as well. So follow her via the link in the show notes on Instagram, and you can sign up for a pre-order and to be on her list to be notified when that is available. Now, Grace also took an entrepreneurial leap, and she became the founder and CEO of Real Champions League Speakers Bureau. And that bureau is a leadership and a consultancy firm that produces and motivates future champion speakers to showcase their brands globally. Grace Holden's power-packed workshops, seminars, keynote addresses, Clubhouse sessions, coaching sessions, inspiring her community, cultivates an environment for the ordinary to bloom into the extraordinary. And her message to all of us is that self-preservation starts with the decision to love yourself above everything else.
Grace, welcome to the show. I am so excited for my audience to meet you, to hear your voice, and we're going to get into all the things. But beyond the bio, for the, my listeners who are like, who is this Grace Holden person that Michelle just like lifted up on high? Tell us a little bit about who you are, how you came to do the work that you do beyond the bio.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on this show and allowing me to be able to grace this platform, right? To grace it with me being here and to be able to be right in the living rooms of the car, the kitchen with your audience. So thank you so much. Thank you. Now, Grace. So Grace is the little girl, the adult girl who used to be the little girl who was curious, full of bright-eyed bushy tail. I always wanted to, I'm the person that when you're driving down the freeway, you see the road that says 10 miles to no man's land this way, I'm going down that road. And I'm going to go all the way to the end and I'm going to go to every little spot that I can. And people tell me I'm crazy because you never know what's down in those woods. I was like that as a little girl. So to know me is to know that I'm curious, I'm adventurous, I'm willing to take risks. I like, you know, when I was young, I would, you know, we had a lot of sticker bushes. I grew up in Seattle with the rain and all of that. So I was always the one in the back little woods area looking around. As a matter of fact, I was just in Miami, Michelle, and guess where I was? There's this little thing that says, enter at your own risk down to these docks, because you know, there's the alligators. So of course I go down there and I see this long rickety bridge and who gets on it?
Grace. Me.
So that's who I am. I'm very curious and I love people. I mean, if I love people beyond people loving skills and heart. And I mean, I am the epitome of loving people. So to know Grace is to know that Grace really loves people. I get energy from being around people. And I'm the fixer, you know, can we all get along? Kumbaya. very little hood. They say that's why all the people around me gotta be hardcore.
Yeah, you are one of the most heart-centered people that I have been blessed to know. And, you know, what's amazing to me is that you've been through so much. Even beyond the bio that I read with all the things of all the doing, right? Mm-hmm. And what I'm really interested to dive deep into is to how did you stay in touch with the grace that is uniquely you, that you've always been, but maybe you forgot and had to relearn who you were. Talk to me about the journey of life through that got you to maintain a sense of self.
That's so good. Let's talk about that. Because the reality of it for me is the curiosity means something. That means I was always implanted imaginations in my mind that were fun and real. Because when you've gone through the things I've gone through in life to get to where I am today, I used to have to imagine sunshine. I would have to imagine me sitting on the dock of the bay eating licorice with my legs hanging over. And so I spent a lot of time in life always forecasting visionary good thoughts, even in the bad times. So to get to where I'm at today, Michelle, I am the girl that will sit and imagine the good. There had to be something else more, right? So that means I had to be okay with me. I had to be okay with the quirkiness of me. I had to be okay with the, you know, the moments where maybe I was forgetful or I'm always losing something or leaving something somewhere because I'm always ripping and running. I had to be okay that if you came into a room and there were 30 people in the room, some kind of quirky way I would remember everybody's name because I had this short-term memory that's out of the world because short-term memory is how I existed. I had to be okay with loving me and liking me even if I didn't like me. Well, let's talk about that, right?
I was going to say, let's unpack that a little bit because how do you do that?
Man, because there are things about myself that like, I do not like that I lose everything. And I do. I do not like, you know, there's certain things, but I had to get to the point where it's okay. I had to like that I had dry humor. Like one time I posted something on social media that says, I have a date today. And it was like, everybody wanted to know what my date was. And it was so corny. It was treadmill. Me and the treadmill, like, I got 11 miles. I was like, it may be corny, but it was fun. But everybody's in the cliffhanger. So when you can get to a place, for me, when I can get to a place where I can just be good with me, right? And that's why I have Fly. That's one of my books is, you know, first love you and try to like yourself sometimes, right? And it's okay to not always have it right or get it right or to say, I'll say something and then people will laugh at me. I go, oh, I'm just joking. I don't do that anymore. No, I'm not just joking. It's really who I am and what I am. And that was a little bit off, I understand. But I'm also okay with being smart and brilliant and nerdy and fun and heart-centered and being the one that no matter what, I'm going to have your back. I don't care what it is. We're going to find a way to get through it together, you know? And then sometimes if it's something I can't do anything about, it's a resource that you go to, you know, that I can support you with. So I had to just be okay with those things in my life. And Michelle, there were times where I wasn't okay because there were other things that tipped me. You know, there are things that tipped me over the scale. And what do you do when something tips you over the scale to what I call maybe not the light side, a little bit on the dark side?
And yes, yes.
Imagine the good stuff.
And let's unpack it a little bit because, you know, I can relate and resonate with coming out of trauma and coming from a place of, you know, listen, and I've said this before on the podcast, listeners, you know, I graduated from an Ivy League school, but thought I was stupid until 3 years post that graduation, right? And so oftentimes we believe things about ourselves that simply are not true. Evidence-based, you know, information proves to the world that we are not always what we think we are. And so talk to me, Grace, about how did you come to the truth of accepting your quirkiness and your difference, and then being able to show up in confidence in that truth? Because that takes a lot of courage.
It does. You know how, you know, here goes the truth, right? As always, I can't help but be truthful. What I realized, because I used to always think, you know, my first book is dirty. And because I thought my hands are dirty, my face is dirty, my life is dirty, maybe my soul is dirty, no one will want to be around me. When I realized, when I opened my mouth and I unmuted my story, and I realized that people didn't like me any more or any less when I was in my own truth, and I felt so much better being in my own truth. So when I realized that, and I'm telling you, that wasn't easy because I had in my mind what people thought of me. I had in my mind how people saw me. And I actually thought they could see inside my brain or inside my thought or inside my, you know, but they couldn't. And so when I realized that I was okay with saying whatever it is that was my truth and people either hated me or they loved me, I was okay with that. Because when I've made things up or when things were, I've wore this facade or a mask, I always had people's like, oh, that's how she is. When I was thinking to myself, I'm really not like that, but I'm just going to be like that now so that you might like me. And when I realized none of that mattered, what mattered was what was real, what was authentic, what was pure, what was honest. And if I was okay with that, whatever they thought was whatever. And when I got to that point, and I tell you, I thought because I never looked like anybody else. I have a scar on my neck down to the top of my shoulder blade here. It's 18 inches when measured long. It looks weird. When I realized that it is, I cannot remove the scar on the outside, but I was okay with the healing I had on the inside. And I was okay that I wasn't, you know, that different from everybody else. And if I was, I got good with it once I realized it was just genuinely me. And that took a lot of time, uncompromising myself. That took a lot of time to love me, to fly in me.
I love that.
First,
I
love that. You, or first like you, or fall in love with you again. All of that's fly.
It's all of it. You need to fly. Oh, I love that. I love that. One thing that struck me about what you just said is that you unmuted yourself. And that's so powerful, because when we tell the truth about ourselves, then we're able to unmute and share the gift inside of us with the world, because someone's waiting to hear your voice and your message. And I know you are all about that, especially with your speaker agency now and all the things that you're currently doing. Talk to me about why that's so important when we are creating a life of success, whatever success means to you, listener, but when you're creating your life of success, Grace, why is it important to be authentic and to unmute yourself and to share the uniqueness of who you are?
I'll tell you for me, and I say this story so much that I bet you everybody could probably say it with me, that I lived in this place where I was this, where I thought I was this ordinary girl who lived this ordinary life that wasn't so ordinary, but I didn't know that, who walked down the street in ordinary clothes, who just thought, I just felt like that. And there's a story in the book called The Dream Giver. And the character in there, his name is Ordinary, who lived in the land of Familiar. And everybody in Familiar said that they were never going anywhere, never going to do anything, and living in that land is where they needed to stay. But Ordinary said, I want to go over here. And remember, I'm curious. So as ordinary as I was, really, I was bucking the ordinary system. And I wanted to go be curious. But in my curiosity, I had to hide. I remember when I was 5 years old and I was in kindergarten and the school bus driver was supposed to take me home. But instead, I told them that I needed to go down to Lake Washington to be with my auntie, told them some story. And that's where I needed to go, because I wanted to go and be curious and go eat some cookies and explore the waterfront. But yet when I was done with all that, I came back and where were you? Nowhere. What'd you do? Nothing. And I stayed in that little familiar place. In order for me to have been successful, and this may work for each and every one of you possibly, is you have to be in tune with yourself. And I call it the extraordinary. Don't be that ordinary, you know, person who stays in the ordinary land of familiar and your ordinary circle doing your ordinary things. Be curious, explore, and unmask yourself. And then when you are something that you are, don't pretend like you're not. And so in order for me to gain success in my corporate life, you know, climbing the ladder up to vice president, right, of an organization for 17 years, I showed up as me. But in the beginning, before I was there, I showed up as, I don't even know who she was. What's her name? Was it Alter Eagle, some other name outside of Grace?
the ex-Grace, the un-Grace.
Right. Show up as you and be okay with you, because what is holding you back is in your mind. And that's what held me back, is what was in my mind.
Yeah, we need to put on different glasses and really see ourselves in truth, full color. There's a movie, I forget the name of it now. Jim Carrey stars in it, and it's black and white in the beginning, and then it becomes full color, and his worldview, his perception changes throughout the movie. And that's sort of like it, what's resonating for me about what you're sharing about learning to fly, you know, to love like yourself and to learn who you are and to accept who you are, to then release who you are to the world, to gift yourself and your message and what you were born to do to those who are waiting on you to get there. I just love that.
You know what? It's like coming out of the box. You know, I say when you're in a box, you can't see the ingredients, you can't see the instructions, you can't see the label, because it's outside the box. So come outside the box. And when you come outside the box, you're able to take a look at your own self and say, oh, there's this, there's that, I'm not so bad. Okay, yes, there's this, there's that. But you can't see that inside, because it's kind of dark inside boxes. You know, it's caged in, it's locked in. So become X to the ordinary, which is how we really get extraordinary. So that's really what I believe is the way to success. The way to success is to give yourself grace.
I love that. I love that. And part of the definition of grace in some arenas is giving yourself permission. And that resonates for me with what you're talking about. I love that. So Grace, you reached VP status in the corporate world, right? That's success to some people. Mm-hmm. What in the world made you pivot into the world that you're living now?
You know, in that world, in the corporate world, you are under the auspice of their operations manuals, their guidelines, their rules, what you can say, what you can't say, how you should lead, how you shouldn't lead. You know, there's some autonomy, but for the most part, it's like when you climb the corporate ladder, I felt there might have been some bodies kind of left behind, depending on how you treated people. And even if it wasn't me, and it wasn't, I didn't like watching it. So as much as I love the corporate world, as much as I love that level of success that was in my mind, because it was an exchange for something else. I was an intern assistant back in the day for Connie, Comal Channel 4, Chung, and I really wanted to be the next big anchor woman. But because I carried a physical scar on the outside, I didn't do it. So I shifted in my mind what was success, and it was like, oh, an executive. Okay, so I did that, and I fought, and I scraped, and I scratched, and I grew, and I got up there, and then it was like, this is an exact
box I want to be in.
I want to be in this box. And so then I realized what I really wanted to do was make a difference and own my own counseling business and serve people and do philanthropy work and come outside of that box and go out there and look at air, move my hair, which, you know, you can't see as you can see my hair, cannot move my hair. So, you know, I wanted to go and do that. And I realized there was something more inside of me that I wanted to do than just the corporate ladder. So even though it was stable, even though insurance was good, even though it was a lot of money, $100,000 less than the person who was before me, who didn't look anything like me, it still wasn't where I was supposed to be. And I realized getting in tune to who I am, Xing out those circles that I thought I should be in, Xing out the locations that I thought I was supposed to show up in to be successful. Successful really became what was inside of me, not what was, it was internal, not external.
Yeah, you had to get in touch with the extraordinary is how I'm going to put it for you, because you are extraordinary. You are just so incredible. And y'all, Grace, I'm telling you, I'm going to put all the links to everything we're about to share in the show notes. But you've got to connect with her. She's just doing so much, giving so much, releasing others to do so much through the power of showing up in her truth and releasing the message and allowing others to give themselves permission to do the same. I always encourage my listeners, Grace, that when you actually show up in truth and give yourself permission to be the unique you that you were created to be, it automatically gives permission to others to do the same. And you are a walking, beautiful, shining light of an example of that. So talk to us about, what are you up to nowadays? What is going on in the world of the extraordinary Grace?
So in my world, I've been spending a lot of time, you would think by now, you know, I would have arrived, but we are always becoming, literally. And so my mindset, I'm constantly spending time working on my mindset. So in my world, I'm in a lot of different activities that grow me. So just because I'm at a place where I feel like I have become, you're still becoming. And so I'm in a lot of spaces where I'm involved in masterminds. I have coaches of my own and I coach others, right? Consult others. And I'm a leader's leader, high executive leaders that are clients. And some folks that aren't high executive leaders, they're clients because I'm a great accountability type of person, right? I am constantly learning myself and in that. Also, I am the new chair of the board of a human trafficking organization. So as you may have heard in the bio, there are things there that are near and dear to me. My bullying organization, Anti-Bullying, Speak Up and Speak Out. We're growing the next generation of youth, ages 8 to 20 years old, who are incredible, incredible speakers, and they're speaking up against bullying and other things, but bullying is our focus. Anti, human trafficking, That's my big one. Domestic violence. These are my five major traumas I experienced, molestation and rape. So I am heavily involved in philanthropy work. If I did not do that, then I might as well not breathe. So for me, literally, that is my focus on top of what I do in my corporate world, which really is to amplify and assist and equip people to be able to use their voice in a digital platform and be able to put it in their emails, all over their YouTubes, all over the world, and share things that grow their business and grow them. So that's what I do in my work life. But if money was not an issue, okay, y'all, come close. Come listen. Turn up this podcast. Listen, come here. If money was not an option, I would literally just be serving my five major areas that are important to me. And those are the ones that I just mentioned, because that is near and dear to me. And also, ladies who are in a space in their life where they're not sure where to go and what to do, because they may have been like me, a parallelpreneur, a great job, marriage, and all of that, but you're miserable. And how do we come from that to the other side? And again, that's unmasking yourself, being true to who you are, and coming out of that box and firing ordinary.
I love it. And also never losing your curiosity, because you still have that. So I love that. I love that. Oh, Grace, you do my heart good. I told y'all she was heart-centered and powerful and impacting the world and generations. I am so honored you were able to come on. If you had to leave the audience with one or two things that you really want them to take away from our conversation, what would those be?
Man, okay. I have so many, but one or two things, and hear me really well with this one. Being true to who you are isn't something that you just say. It is something that you do. Make an intention, set an intention every single day. When you get up, I split my day up into four quadrants. I split up to my morning meditation and my me time. Then I split it into my work time. Then it's my family time. And then it's my downtime back to my health and back, to shutting things down so that I can refresh, restore, rethink, revive, and go again the next day. During that time, it is so important for each of you to set the intention for you to love on you, to date yourself, married, single, young, or old, spend quality time with you, be curious with yourself, and not just go, go, go. So spend time with you, unpacking who you are and being true to you at least 5 minutes every day. Some folks like me, it's meditation and it's affirmation, it's prayer, it's those things. So find that thing that allows you to unpack yourself, fire those exes, those bad circles you may have been in, those bad jobs you may have been in, bad business relationships, or stinking, thinking, those sorts of things. Unpack you at least 5 minutes every day and give yourself a pep talk and be like, I got this. Go out there and get it.
I love that. Be your biggest fan is what I took from that. I love it. I love it. So Grace, my last question for you before we tell people how to find you, because I know that there are so many listeners resonating with you and they're like, I need more of Grace in my life. Where do I connect? But before we get to that, gratitude. Do you use it? Do you implement it? How does it play a part in your life? Talk to me about gratitude.
Man, gratitude. I am so grateful. Gratitude, is there anybody with the name gratitude? Because Grace, gratitude, it could have just flowed right in. When I realized even what my name meant is when I understood gratitude. Because I didn't understand. I thought it was this bad name. Why would people tease me growing up? You're Grace, this, say you're Grace. Oh, you're so gracious and all these things. I didn't know they were speaking good into me. So I deflected it away. When I realized what grace really meant, giving me permission, and everybody needs a little grace, right? When I realized what it meant, I became so grateful. And gratitude is how I lead my life. I don't care if I'm this corporate queen, this business chick that rocks, the speaker brand chick. None of that matters if I wasn't as grateful as I am to have the beautiful, beautiful family that I have, friends, folks in my life, customers, whoever it is. I live in gratitude. And it's for me, it's beyond just being thankful. It's being grateful. It's really just leading with that light of gratitude, which allows me to give back effortlessly.
Yeah, gratitude is the light that literally fills your cup to allow you to pour out. And it's a state of being for me. So I just love that. I love that. Grace, if people are like, yes, I need more of this woman in my life. I need more Grace. Amazing Grace. She is incredible. How can people find you, connect with you, get more of you?
Well, I'm on all social medias. And let me just give you a big air hug through the podcast right now. Okay, air hug. Did you guys catch that? I mean, literally. So I'm hugging on you, even if you don't reach me, but reach me, find me. I'm on Grace L for love in the middle, but my middle name's Lacey. Grace L Holden.com. Holden. That's my handle on Instagram. I am Grace Holden. On Facebook, Grace Holden. On LinkedIn, Grace Holden. On Facebook again, my public figure is Grace L Holden. So you can go to gracelholden.com and guess what? You will find Real Champions League, all the other stuff too.
And she is on Clubhouse, and Android users, you can now access. Yay! So again, if you need invites, I've got them for you. Successfuldiligence.com/contact. Let me know you need in. Grace is on Clubhouse all the time. She's got her own club on there. There are rooms that she hosts. It's so value added. Plus you get to be in the presence of the impactful Grace L. Holden, which is just a blessing beyond belief in your life. Trust me.
Clubhouse is the same thing. I am Grace Holden.
I love it. I love it. Branding is there. So, Grace, I cannot express to you the depth of gratitude that I feel for being able to be fit into your busy schedule and for you to have come on the show and allowed me to grace my audience with your presence, your words, the power of who you are. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
I am never, never, ever too busy for Michelle. I just love you, like soul sister love, that real, real love. So thank you so much for having me and again, allowing me to be here with the audience. And hello again to the audience. I look forward to seeing you on social media, in my inbox or something.
And let her know that you heard her on the Successful Diligence podcast. Listeners, oh, I know you got value from this episode. Rewind if you need to and listen again. So many wisdom nuggets, so much encouragement. And as I always say, keep walking. Always, always keep walking. Never stop walking, because if you continue to walk, you will reach your destiny. You will reach your destination. And on the journey, I encourage you to always, always choose gratitude.
As you know, every single episode, I end with my encouragement for you to choose gratitude on your journey as you keep walking. But have you ever asked yourself, that's great, Michelle, but how do I do that? How do I implement gratitude? How do I choose gratitude? It's not easy living this life. And sometimes I don't feel very grateful. How do I incorporate gratitude into my daily life? Well, I've got you covered. Just for you, I have a Gateway to Gratitude mini course in the Successful Diligence School. There is a link in the show notes, as well as a coupon code just for podcast listeners, where you get 50% off. So head to the link in the show notes or successfuldiligence.com and click the school tab on the website. It will take you to the school and you can see the Gateway to Gratitude course, which walks you through how to implement gratitude into your daily life. Trust me, gratitude and gratefulness, when implemented effectively, will change your life. You know, man.